I'm Lopa Katari, and this is World on Three. And so to tonight's special, as part of the series Breaking Free, A Century of Russian Culture, the programmes at Radio 3 has been running to mark the 100th anniversary of the start of the Russian Revolution, the bringing down of the imperial government, giving rise to the Soviet Union. We're going to play highlights from Otava Yo's set on our stage at WOMAD last summer. But first, here's Alexei Belkin, singer and bagpipe player in the band, who I met when I was at WOMEX last month. And he shared with me some of his thoughts on the revolution and subsequent creation of the Soviet Union and what it meant to the younger generation with regards to music, culture and identity.
So, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are Otava Yo and we came from St. Petersburg, Russia. Just this morning we were at home and now we are here, and it's so great to see you all, and I hope we will have a really good evening. The song which was written in 1842.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You know, there are songs that you have to dance with, and there are songs that you have to sit with. And now it's gonna be, of course, love song. And what I like about Russian traditional love songs, they are not so straight. For example, if you will listen, I don't know, any rock love song, you'll be able to listen something like, "Oh baby, I can get no satisfaction," something like that. But in Russian love song, traditional one, you'll be listening something like, "Oh my darling, I'm loving watching you going to the river and washing your beautiful white feet."
Fabulous things about coming to Womex every year is that we get to make new friends, new acquaintances, but also hook up with friends that we've perhaps haven't seen in a while. And one of them is Alexei from Otavayo. Alexei, it's It's been a couple of years, hasn't it, since you guys were on our stage at WOMAD.
I was trying to remember what year we've been in UK.
2016 or so, I think. Yeah, not so long ago. But there's a very important anniversary, so it's great that we've bumped into you, because isn't this year, it marks the centenary, the 100th anniversary of the Russian Revolution?
But in Russia, to be honest, it's not like, it's not a holiday. But of course we know that, yes, it is a big thing for Russia, for former Soviet Union, but we don't have big celebration of it. We used to have when we had the Soviet Union, of course, every year, like 7th of November, we had a big parade and free day that nobody goes to work, but now not really, not anymore. You know, the thing is that when it was Soviet Union, of course everybody was happy that the king's power, we don't have it anymore, but after those 100 years, of course everybody understand that it was terrible. Lots of very intelligent Russian people were killed or they had to move to Europe, for example. So it couldn't be celebration for us. And in our program, musical program, we have just one song which could fit the revolution theme. It's a song called Little Apple. And what is interesting about this song, during that the Civil War, which was right after the revolution, we had two parties like Red and White. And they were struggling to each other, so Russian people were struggling to each other, but they were singing one song on both sides.
Oh, really?
And this is exactly that song, Little Apple, but with different words. And we made our arrangement, I think, maybe 7 years ago, and we combined two songs in one. So now it's just a funny song, but everybody knows the tune. And what is interesting that nobody sings this song anymore on stage, but it happens with many Russian quite recent songs. Nobody wants to sing them somehow, but in the same time, everybody knows them.
Do many of your songs come from the old folk traditions, or have you kind of created your own kind of new folklore in many ways?
We try to use the root songs. Most of them are quite old, but some of them are quite recent ones, so we have from previous century a few songs, but we are not focusing on some period of time. We just see, oh yeah, this song is good and let's try to play it. Okay, it fits us or not.
Alexei, what happened to the folk roots music traditions during the time of the Soviet Union? Because in many ways the government sort of harnessed music as a form of political power, to have political influence on the communities.
I think that's a good question, and especially because politicians, they do understand that traditional music, this is what unite people, keep them together and make their life full of important things. So that's why during the Soviet Union, I'm sure that it was political decision, they were trying to make the new fake state folk music. They created lots of bands, lots of orchestras of traditional instruments, where you could find, I don't know, 30 or 40 people playing, I don't know, Kalinka Malinka, which is not Russian music. And they invited lots of composers who were composing the new Russian music with so bad taste. It was so fake. And all Russian people who were listening that, they didn't understand what's happening, why they don't like it, but they understand that it's fake. So I remember when I was a child, and when somebody told me, oh yeah, Russian folk music, I was, oh, fool, it's disgusting, it's terrible. Only because of that governmental state orchestras. And we had lots of them. But the root music, the real traditional music, it was still alive, and it was in villages, and we had special guys who were scientists. They went with expeditions, and they were gathering that music, they were recording like you on the microphones, and they were trying to keep it for us.
To what extent does the current political and social scene in Russia influence your influenced music in general, perhaps your music in particular at the moment?
You know, we live separately from politic life, so we really do not follow it. Sometimes especially when I make the new video, concept video, I get feedback from the people who I respect a lot, and they send me, yeah, great video, but it would be nice if you will make such kind video, but more social one. And every time I think about that, I understand that I don't want to do that.
What do you mean by a more social one?
Like, I will show my opinion to political situation in Russia, and I will show that I am on that side or other side. And I don't think it's correct way, because to be honest, politics, it's really bad thing. I don't trust to our politics, and I don't trust to politics from overseas. They all have their own goals, and I don't want to play their games. I want to just to show the great music and to share it with people, and people like it. You know, for last, I think, 3 years, we have lots of people with small children. Like, families go to our concert, and this is great. That's I like a lot, because, you know, we unite families. For example, mother, she goes to some pop music, father goes to rock concert, and the kid goes to puppy theater. But at our concert, they can meet. That's what music should do. Music should unite people, but not separate. When you are talking about politics, it will separate them.
tradition and all Russian song about street fighting.
как ладыга, сидит на поличике.
To play the guitar and he starts to play a sad tune. That means, yeah, that means that the concert will be over pretty soon. So thank you so much for coming. It was really great pleasure for play for you. And thank you so much. I hope to see you all someday in St. Petersburg and you all can stay at Dima's place. Observatory, Юлия Усова!
Well, a little something there that we saved for you from our stage at WOMAD in the summer of 2016. Ottawa Yo and their fabulous hats and energy entertaining the audience in front of the BBC Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage.